Lekzhaagi, phajida shungri, dodi langarshibe naliya, ane thayi thayi thayi, changbe thayi. Ane, tani tsikdi rukumdi, kada ini, nyarangi thayiwa, chanjusambe thayiwa, shatindegi, thayiwa rinpo manguchi sungche. Ane, chisi, namdo, pake thadeba be, chisi yeba tisido, Ani, si tekwa tu tunde namsha menawa mampu yung kure isa si suntuwa. Chani da, chumde degi, en da, chu chikwa na siya di sumtuwa. Sa namju ngay di siya degi, da, chu chik, dampa chik siya chi, da, dazu chi yung kuyari, diya kaya chambuli. Da ya, chu tuma, dampa tuma, Sehaji, ke malen rane re. Zambuni digaali ya, chulu manguchi yewe re. Chulu rana rangi, te shungne sungshebe, ko dendun yewe re. Sajira ima indu zane, chue chik, dapa chik sehada, chue tuma da dapa tuma sehadi. Niga lo yewe dewa jiru da, hot kal tu stebe ina, ene, dini gyao yewe sunshi. Dati gyao mewe shi sogorwa. Chujik, dhamma chik siya di kansa rana sosu da sosu chugyu di nyamne chebe kuduli ya di kukuyo re, dhamma chik chujik siya ki chik zizikwe da sosu yiji da dhammi di kukuyo da da chik chokwa chik nang siya yin da eni ko ngayi nesu kora The church, the Tegyama, Chemanguji, Cheganani, the Ruy, Chemanguji, Hari. There are also Solia, Ransos, Tabachati, Inekota, Zabudi Digangita, Nizushe Duzane, Kanda Churu Tumajida, Tabatumachati Duzane, Otako, Kansa Chanabachilla, Tene, Tabachi, Church, Kansa Tumula Tene, Kanda Baba Menja, Kansa Tumula Tene, Chötuma, Dabatuma Saji, Imbroda. Just how Jim did they get Gadaji, Lemmy Tegwada, Tangbe Tegwas, Loss of what in the Sungsha Digi, that Gada Tata Zumuni Digan Shashane, Zumuni Digangi, Chigi Monguji, Lemmy Tegwachadi Yari, Lemmy Tegwas Chenetang, another me, Jig, that Jig Similar Shiti Oyata. Me, your yoya, me chums the demojoya. Did he do that? Has he let me to was in Shachori? Any? Gyoja magic. Da? Gunjo chung Sinandra, Jig Tabishing Sinandra, Dinderta Giagi. Da? Ishuchuiner, Kajuiner, Jugucho double patcher, Heaven Center, Deliata, Gia, Shidizane, Gada, let me to watch out of your. Da, the name, Mudigwishung, Jig Shine Gomia Yodeva, Gada Debe Numolia, Nimisutani, Da Dunyun Pugeta, Da Dunyun Shaman de Chimbatel, Ramarte, Da Dunyun Shideva, Da Kamkomalia, Shortani, Dinig Shiraga Napachigeta, Lamkogne, Yondigiori. Da Didi, such a tongue with table said the only insult. Then a dame with Dara Tabo and Deva Tane, and a Lamkomia. Tā tēlē yāng rēngi shītū tōndu nye sāmbē tōne nyamnē chē yā. Tā yāng rēngi jīgū mā yīmbā tā yē bē bē sīm chē tā tā lā pēntu trūbē tā yā tū. Ngā tā jīg chāng chū trūbē yā chē nā kū mērā 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 yōng dīg tūwa. Sā tā tū sūng shē bē tīgī pē jīn zā mūni dīg āngī tā 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 yō dī yō shīm bē chū yī pē mū chē ā tā lā ngā shē bē sūng dīg nā lā pē jīn dī dī bē sō shī tūwa. Sā tā dī dīgī Kam tu mabab menjaga wangi, jika dindriki ta, tekwa tu tunda menjaga yondegi yari, di, ta mele penda yada, ngana su mege tongse tiri. Sa dindriki yindu, ngana su pakwe yundili ya, lo tongja gharinla, chulu jikijikli ya, pege, jika kuiba, chayni, ta pege nyumrum shen, dati aji yada bati, ngana chanegi, ta kasuri, 여러 구체가 전에 샤베이네 다 탑적 수지로 출루기 지금 생기다 시디투야 참적과야서 아주 송구야리 다들 뭐냐잖아 미지도 나로리야 지금 변조다 왕 가서다 왕도 되게 타네 지금 그게 저거로 투체 녀저야 되잖아 다 최적을 타네 봐 10월 지고 와서 다 10월 지지 거라 아니 녀도서 약간 심의는 탑적 수지로 세상 가서 파괴 유리야 대간에 다 출루 면적 상황로 변념을 제대니 직질이야 그게 규모치사디 시부지 자식으로샤 등가라도 자식으로 임버디 자식으로 임버지 멋있으시네 대야 믹스에게다 도난시네 대화다 제대로에게다 수유상부 여태바디 균진시야 계시므로샤
So in the sun in the text Lankaravatara Sutra descent into Lanka which may be a Sanskrit text originally it is said that there are different vehicles such as the vehicles of the deities Brahmas and Shravakas Pratyekabuddhas Bodhisattvas vehicles and so forth and therefore as long as Lankaravatara Sutra says that as long as there is lots of conceptions that we human beings have, there is going to be different vehicles, different religions and traditions and so forth. And therefore, even the Buddha at that time had not said that they talked about only one religion and one truth. Usually I talk about the positions people would take about religion. Some talk about, on the one hand, we have people who talk about one religion and one truth, and on the other hand, we have people who talk about, who accept plurality of religion and plurality of truth as well. And so this is the reality as well in the world today. And so when we talk about one religion, one truth versus plural religion and plurality of truth, they may seem contradictory. But in fact, we can resolve this contradiction and seeming contradictory thing because in terms of individuals, we can say one can follow one religion and one truth as one's own religion and as telling the truth, whereas in terms of a society, in terms of the community, then we can say that the many religion and plurality of religion and truth is acceptable, and therefore, for an individual, of course, one can follow one's own religion, and accordingly, one can accept one's own the truth that is taught in one's religion as one's own position. And so when it comes to community, we should accept many religion, many truths. And therefore, what the Buddha has said about the different, many different vehicles, such as deity vehicle, Dharma vehicle, and so forth, is in fact accepting the plurality of religion, plurality of truth. And many of the religions of the world today seems to belong to the deity vehicles of the deity and Brahma that are mentioned in the Lankaravatara Sutra. And when, of course, in Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and so forth, they also talk about going to heaven and after death. And then, on the other hand, we have the non-Buddhist traditions of classical Indian religious traditions. where the practitioners see the afflictive emotions, that are in the desire realm, are very gross, and therefore, in order to overcome them, and they want to go beyond this desire realm and reach the peace, relative peace that you attain in the higher planes of existence, such as form realm and formless realms. And so, within the teaching of the Buddha, of course. Also, there is teaching of pertaining to those who wish to reach nirvana for themselves, and then there are teachings which are meant for others who are more dedicated, not only for their own nirvana and enlightenment, but for the sake of they wish to dedicate themselves for the sake of other sentient beings as well. And therefore, what Dhammakaravatara Sutra is saying is quite right about the plurality of religion and truth. And therefore, today, acknowledging this fact that about the plurality of religion and plurality of truth, and we should actually respect all the religious traditions. Of course, we already have lots of problems in the world, and then teachings, the different religions, which are in fact meant for helping people. Overcome problems and difficulties. If this is used for further source of problem, then it's a sad thing. And therefore, we should acknowledge the Indian tradition of respecting all religious traditions and accepting plurality of religion that has been in India for thousands of years. And it's important to acknowledge this and try to preserve and promote it.
I
usually say that India is a religious country, and even today we can see that people in India are very religious, strongly spiritual and religious. And so while you are religious, you also should know that you have a very rich tradition, philosophical tradition, and with all these different philosophical schools, such as Samkhya school, Vaisheshikas, and Mamamsakas, and Vedanta, and so forth. And so each of these schools have their own philosophical treatises, which, in fact, must not be left just on altar, but you should study them. It is very important that you pay attention to these classical texts and study them and to understand the philosophical thrust of the Indian religious traditions. And therefore, in India, on the roadsides, for example, we find lots of shrines being made. So small shrines everywhere we can see in India. And so, I would like to request you to build a library just beside those shrines so that people can come to those library and study these classical texts. So I wish to make this request to you. So let's see this grace. So while you take tea and bread, I will give a reading transmission of the praise to the 17 Nanda masters, which I have been requested to do. So I have already given the explanation of the text, but I will give now the reading transmission of it.
So please listen. Dosim Satya Lamkun Riglane, Native Nation Chuzu Dongele, Chigitabaja was on. Tommy Kuchilam, Shijinta, Yemitaka Ume Sushendo, Gandhi Shundun, Deliver, Papa Tradition was on. Yum Dinger, Gera Lundento, Mibongo, Nana Shijindu, Yum Sum Shijin Shundu, Sanser, Lulu Sengasa was on. Do Mundi or Lake Tanja Yeme, Lucian Sosuka. Manon
So now we are going to go through the text. We are on chapter 2.
Simla lo jangde ta nanga ju de tin ta na shin gi ni ta shin yam ji lo chong ya ta di di ta on re ona de ji shu ne ju bu do a shen da chang ju sim sa di du bu ni ne gi sim ji che Ani, Mother Jen, 도디견 나리 송요리 장주 쓰는 데 싸워디 니지심불 투요리 송요리 다 니지리야 아니 강 동의견 나의 심절라 아니 지시 방법으로 주야 로 여러 집다 아니 텐데르 지시 방법에 아니 심절 되다라 동의 강견 나의 동의 원초로 짓고 도와 아니 동의지 나와서 통해 변한 거 안 쓰였다 동의지 나와서 지 통해 아주 닝제 삼보르지기 미부승 지시하듯이 뉴에 동의가 나와서 봐도 하고 두지기 동의가 나와서 어느 일단 뉴에 동의 여대로 찍으려야 안다 지금 시비의 편소진을 통한다고 찍으려 닝제 삼보 정규 삼보 들으지 마 죽는 삼네 너게 임도가 그 동의 못 맞춰졌다 자장가 당연히 동의 못 맞춰지고 우리 왜 이랬잖아 샌딩 등에 동의 숨부득이 늘수 야구지 그게 로리야 샹네 지금 미스별로 영화리야 내가 랑덴도 동네 숨부득 멋져 지고야 저기 랑덴리야 이 동네 숨부득 늘수도 삼네 대를 타도 로지인도 인중으로 찾아와 봐 저상 어디인데 인도 강 동네 강에 나요 동네 멋져 봤지 강 동네 이제 나요 신선을 지시 방법으로 지야지 다 뒤지도 좀부터 다 저기 인중 사버트야 달래 치매 낭셔다고 하다 샌디 낭셔다고 하스 림베진으로 자야지 빼는 거 안에서 랍드진 림베이나 이게 다 터도 미유디 PhD 자로 프로페서로 자야진 되겠다 미유디 셔거르디 들럽 인도자네 얘는 킨더가든에 쟤네 얘네 또 세야 림베 덕고 걸어와 랍드진 가만 가만 뒤에 뭐라 마소나 치매 아니 랍드진 베이 다신부터 이들 레벨하고 가고로 저상 안에서 로존실이 임베이네 그 림베 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 진의 로그바 난시 규규 똑배 연대 생각코에 림베 림베 두상하지 레마도 뒤지게 야베 멜럼 치감부지 되바다 똑바도 뒤지게 해서 미시브레 자티네 임베 이두산에 로짐지 장고야 되다 람중급리야 세우시 송도가 기부숨 세하게 어다 대전시 체네 다 기부챔부 로드리지 영화라 기분 징글로 짠 거야. 델레야 기부충으로 짠 거야. 기부충 징기로 짠야 뒤에 기부충을 남고 원조를 재니 정기업의 인도자네 투모임을 남시 송시야. 어디 디디 말이. 어디 디디 전에 또로 짠 거야. 대대비 주기로 짠디. 아니 생기는 명언 니시 중에서래야 몇배 생기. 아니 몇배 생기 초기에 송야서 디체 즉 송시야.
सबसे पहले जो कि बोधिचित्त के बारे में रुचि मैं भी बोला रुचि भी बोला बोधिचित्त के बारे में तो बोधिचित्त जो कि दो एक तरह के दो ख्यालों पर आधारित है दो सोच पर आधारित है तो जैसे कि
so So once you have trained yourself, your mind in terms of cultivating of bodhicitta through the seven-point instruction of cause and effect, and also the equalizing and exchanging self and with others, then. In terms of the cultivation of bodhicitta, of course, the bodhicitta is the result of two different, complemented by two different kinds of aspirations, as Abhisamaya Alamkara of Maitreya says. The bodhicitta is this wish to become enlightened for the sake of other sentient beings. And so here what he's giving is the two types of aspirations, aspiration for others to be free from suffering, which in turn induces this the second aspiration to become enlightened for the sake of others. And therefore, in terms of the cultivation of bodhicitta, we have these two systems of cultivating, the seven-point instruction and the exchange, equalizing and exchanging self and others. And to attain the great enlightenment, which is Buddhahood, omniscient state, what we need to understand is understand emptiness, on the basis of which we have to, we should understand the Four Noble Truths rather very precisely. And so in order to understand the workings of the Four Noble Truths in terms of how we are led into samsara through ignorance and so forth, and how we are led out of samsara through the understanding of the lack of independent existence and so forth. And so with regard to this, there is no greater text than Pramanavartika of Master Dharmakirti. But then with regard to recognition of or identification of ignorance and then the wisdom realizing selflessness and so forth, and also what you'll find is that the biggest Dharmakirti is a follower of the mind-only school, and his understanding of ignorance as the cause or the root cause of samsara and how we go out of samsara through the understanding of selflessness and so forth is rather not the complete understanding, and therefore for a very precise understanding of these things we have to resort to Master Chandrakirti's, for example, texts of Madhyamaka tradition, the Prasangika Madhyamaka tradition, particularly if you should resort to Chandrakirti's texts, such as Prasanapada, because in Prasanapada, Chandrakirti says, if there is an essential existence, if there were things to have any essence in them, and of themselves, then the Four Noble Truths, the cause and effect would not be feasible, and Four Noble Truths will not be feasible at all. So Prasanapada says, if dependent origination is feasible, then causality is feasible as well. And so, and Buddha Palita also says that if things were to have any essence in and of themselves, then we could just have the things themselves solidly, but then things do not have any solid existence at all. And Nagarjuna also says in his 60 stanzas of the reasoning, says that if things were to have any, were established through any essence in and of themselves, then the causes and conditions would not be feasible for you, the opponents of Madhyamaka. And therefore, what we have to understand is that if things have any essential existence, any intrinsic existence, then that would mean that they have some kind of autonomous, independent existence. And therefore, if things are independently existent, that would mean that things do not depend on other phenomena, other factors, whereas that is not the case. And therefore, it is important to understand where emptiness is feasible, the causality is feasible. Causality is feasible, then the Four Noble Truths are also feasible, and therefore we need to, when it comes to understanding the Four Noble Truths precisely, we need to combine the logic used in Pramanavartika by Nagarjuna, by Dharmakirti, and also the Madhyamaka philosophical view of emptiness, and so that we have a very precise understanding of the Four Noble Truths, unerred understanding of it. And therefore, this kind of understanding should be cultivated within oneself. It will not just come through prayers alone, and so one should cultivate them for oneself as well as for the sake of others. And we should have a very clear understanding of what enlightenment is. I mean, enlightenment, this understanding and insight comes through the understanding of emptiness very well. And so it is indispensable to have the understanding of emptiness to understand what enlightenment truly actually is. And so we should see the possibility of enlightenment through the understanding of emptiness for oneself as well as, and then having understood the possibility of emptiness for oneself, then one should also think of working for others to help them out of suffering this samsara condition. And therefore, we have to, on the one hand, in order to help other sentient beings, we and oneself, we have to understand what suffering is as well. And by understanding suffering, suffering, which means that you should understand the three types of suffering. And when you understand that you are in the nature of suffering, you are suffering, being in the samsara, then you will be able to understand how others are also in the same condition. And therefore, we have to, in order to have this compassion for others, we have to understand that we are also in the nature of suffering. And we have to understand the three types of suffering, which are the painful, obvious painful and experiences, then the changeable suffering and conditioned existential suffering. And so when you understand these three, that you are within, you are overcome by these three types of suffering, then you will be able to think of going out of, you will have this wish to go out of suffering, to reach nirvana. And then when that in turn should come through your understanding the possibility of that. And then you can have true compassion for other sentient beings to lead them, aspiring them to be out of suffering as well. And so in this way, we have to see there is a progression in the path and developing renunciation and then also compassion for other sentient beings and working to cultivate the aspiration to reach enlightenment and so forth for the sake of other sentient beings as well. It's not going to be like, you should not think that they just come by abruptly and so forth, but it's like going from kindergarten up to PhD level, that they are progressive. And so Kamal and Master Shadisha makes this very clear in an orderly manner how we go about with reaching enlightenment and through the teaching of the teachings pertaining to the three types of beings.
Kumri. Combatangila, Sigiori, Saturday in the Sane, Lo Tonkaya Rongilia, Loba, De Cholopag, Lo Nibuchen, any Galeca Lilia that turned it all, Lotipige, Casore, Cadapige, Tatali Tinidua, Comlia, Zindang Yutuchen, Comiag, Tanam Combasia Chick. Lotte, Chigita, Casore, Shine Combin Negogi, Money, Chigita, Gunda, Chitizuchetti, Yan Shevacha, the Negatone, Chavacha, the Yungurity, any Mishipigeta, Combacadulia, Chava Mesheva, Jocum Bushi, Chenotachi. Now, how don't the way in a bit? Chattel and Joba the Yungurity in it, that's all, the Chavaran Chenotachi, or Combin Rodam and Rashtua. That deity. Kanda shiva che, ane da tung tuzu chik shani. Nyungshu liya chik gama chik chuchang aru tundre, chuzu chik zimdre, chuzu, ane nizu sum zimdre. Toma nga razo gombe kaduli ina da tung chung la chang mawa chabari. Tung tundun chik, tung rinbu tangdu ma chiva che, byu taku chik tangdu che, ane ko rinbe gi. You get the rimdu tanya chigi. Ta duksha ni roku yari. A duksha chigi kanda tunda tunzum jay ni samdangwa di kyaishimu risha. Shen chigi ma kazo re. Ma pesho shi lobi ni ma lo. Oda re denpa re sambar vichay. Duksha ni di shugu de kya mewa chay dana semlo yar jen raya yao marwa. Ko che du nye ni. Tuzu, jadi tuzu cikcik macam ni, ko tuzu takaran, tuzu takaran, tangan je, ni korang sesi tu samda, dua sen dah semua yang kumpul dengan aje, ni kaya macam ni. Jadi kerana tu, dah, junju nyampe jeli ya, dah, jadi ni macam jeli ya, tuzu tunggu je le macam ni, jadi dah samda dah macam ni, ya kau yang ni, jadi, ni samda ni tuzu dia, ni Jidang da tun shi san da sung yare Nga zhu, kung, chi zhu Ani su shi ni Du sung yare Da dinti da nga la Yuan ka gu re, ma zhu ne Xiao ka nga zhu Rikpa tang bi ni gu li ya Da sam da Xia song ha Da ba dian zuo ma re Zuo sam da di kai ching bu re Jik kyo
da To isli yiran chi si ki Aachare कमल शिंह के भावना कर्म में
So as Master Kamala Shila in his stages of meditation, in his stages of meditation says that there's a need to make two division between the two sessions. When you do meditation, there are two types of meditation, which is the single-pointed concentration meditation and also that of the analytical meditation. And so when we go through this, the text that we're going to go through, of course, the second chapter goes through the practice of purification and accumulation of merit and so forth. And then as preliminary to one's actual practice, we should do these practices. And then also there is the prayers and supplications that you make by making prayer to the objects of refuge, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and so forth. Then, having done the preliminary practices, then you actually do your actual meditation, and within which there is the single-pointed concentration meditation and then analytical meditation. These two should, in fact, be combined or complement used in such a way that you complement one each other. And when you do meditation, of course, what meditation, the very term meditation in Tibetan means gom, or bhavana in Sanskrit, and means to acquaint one's mind with whatever you are meditating on. And so Master Shantideva himself also says, in the beginning of the text, and he says, I write this text in order to acquaint my mind with it. And so acquaintance with whatever you are going to meditate on is very important. And within the meditation, of course, there are certain meditations where you fix your mind on the objects that you meditate on single-pointedly. And so in terms of, for example, in those cases, what you need to do first is that you need to first know what you're going to meditate on, have a very clear idea of what you're going to meditate on, and do some analysis and investigation into the thing, and then come to the conclusion of what you're going to meditate on, and then you place your mind or fix your mind on that object of meditation. And so with regard to the meditation where you try to develop shamatha, this calm abiding meditation, Combining meditation, when you do that, you are actually not doing any special analysis into the nature of things or anything like that, but whatever conclusion you have drawn from your analysis, you actually fix your mind on that object, and then you choose the focus and single-pointedly concentrate on it. And then on the other hand, we have the meditation called analytical meditation, for example, vipassana or insight meditation. In this kind of meditation, you need to do a lot of investigation and analysis into the things that you are dealing with. And so, in the initially, when having done studies and analysis and so forth, then when you actually go into meditation, you should make a division between sessions, actual sessions, and then post-meditation sessions, where you could go out of the meditation room and take rest and so forth. And so in the beginning, when you start your meditation, single-pointed meditation, what you can do is you should have more number of sessions, short sessions, and then gradually you can actually work towards building up your single concentration further and further, and extend your session longer and longer, make them longer and longer, and so in this way you can actually make the meditation session very fruitful one with which is of a very good quality, so it's important to have a good quality meditation rather than doing it for over a long period of time without having much effect on you. And sometimes it happens that people tend to sit in meditation for long and then or think about the meditation for a long time, but in the end, having done their studies and so forth, they are not really able to make much progress, and the study and meditation do not have much impact in their mind. So that is not good. So good quality meditation is good. So in the morning, you may be able to spend an hour and then use 1 hour in meditations, and then use having listened to the teaching on Bodhisattvacharya Avatara now. And then when you go back to your home, what you can do is go over the teachings, the text itself, and then reflect on the explanations that I give. And in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, or you can have 3 or 4 sessions to do meditation. And so in this way, reflect on in the morning, and especially in the morning, it's going to be good to do meditation when you just get up.
And kumrim na la lobe kamala chele kumrim na la subun na shin che ta nga zu ni ni ri che kom ja da de 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 shin pare ya an ge du da ga ne da ta ma de yong gu ro ba en yi ge chu xin sa ta ya le ya de mo tu bu mo che an de ta go le ya bin zu chu de an da nga zu an da suan de de ya ge bin zu chu de de ge ye de shang da na
And so, having done your meditation, and which is a virtuous practice, then in the end, you should dedicate whatever merit you may have gained through your meditation practice, and as called called purification and all these things, then you dedicate them for the benefit of all sentient beings to reach enlightenment and so forth, as Master Kamaleshwara himself has mentioned in his stages of meditation. So whether you do your meditation through a very extensive kind of process and rituals and so forth, or in a very short manner, doesn't really matter, but what you need to do is have to do the practice very well. So in your meditation, before going into the meditation, you should visualize the Buddha in the space surrounded by, for example, the 17 Nalanda masters. So have a very simple sort of visualization like that, and without many different things in your in your visualization, and then you do your meditation session and sit in your meditation, and in this way you will have some effect.
Koreka, Mujinia Buchagi, Truman de Tinigole, Mavice, that is on the Mandro. Truman Meta, Sanjay says, that chosen, and Turkish organization, social tradition said the way in, did the Sunday hurry. Yonder Jazun, no labor chairs. That Chevesh, that could get a wrestler, Madon Jabuchini, Yavat, Menya Nova Kanda Yavat, Jigin Jinjini Yavat, Chosen Yidon, or Giu, the Jinjiru, and the teaching to Nazis or Engine Yangata. 军心不断坚持必不当 연애다고 Loyland to a Saddashaval in Chubius. Any Danasunan meant the tension in Chivan Mosha, Dalla Jamash, Tanashan, do compare Gundi, Dagitan, and Nigi two shishes. Ah, the ne, get a tessan of a dag in it, Dag Luke, then to overkiss him. Dag Luke, Nabakundu. Any, then to overkills. Dandy, Kanda Ranga Ludi, Ran Huangari. Sata should the medal of mental conversion to Tao to send gentlemen to Rangar Kami, Jaja Shores, Chen Sun Shati. Junju Narin, Sasson Jun, Chamot, Nangashin to Tawai, Sanja Pato Mabai, Nama Nizu Shian Shores, 다 송샤바 디디 나신체니 다 소스 다 다 룽아 이수부디 다 심진이 튼 주야 겨와사다 제베 심진이 튼 버시다 광니 예베 인두산에 다 제다가 셴준 주베 아니 셴준 주 셴준 중에게 베 방수다 저니 의원이 삼아지 어다 다게 류그 땐도 의원지스 삼아촌은 단 용시시 그베 체기 방수 치월기 다 제자비와 인도자네 다니 키지 용수 순회나 신은 미식 심지어 팸버키 신은 다 지금에와 소속의 심리 영원에 지금 다 뽑아다 지금 그게 로딩 케어로 제제 아니 신은 미식 근데 지금 안에 심지어 팸버 보식 두야 다 샴벤 두야게 개진디 그다음 샴벤 델라도 두야게 개진 아니 Nganyida, sosu nyumumbada, rangjinzing wangi, ene lengen sashewe, nganyi digle, nganyi digwa titin dayada, da nganyi digwa dile, ene yangda dawa kiisi da, imira bagi shaa kishmano, nganyi digle yangda dajishin, nganjara gyoba kieni, shaya da, chinjeda mojita shamliya digwa shakwa yangla, sudu da yawarati de, shawlu sungsha. Dibhoshanya lenje mikidus nivale lar dobe dobe disungsha.
To yahan iski baat jo ki ab bodhichitra tar ke jo paap desh ka dusra adhyay jo ki shuru aap ke baare mein kar rahe hain jo page number 59 hai.
So, in the beginning of the chapter 2, it says, in order to seize that or uphold that precious mind, I offer now to the Tathagatas, to the sacred Dharma, the stainless jewels, and to the disciples of Buddha, the oceans of excellence. So, these three lines refer to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. The objects of refuge, especially within the context of Mahayana objects of refuge, and it shows the field of merits that we should visualize, as I referred earlier, and which we should visualize. And then in the line 3, it mentions the sacred Dharma, the stainless jewel. Here, the Dharma refers to the attainment of cessation, true cessation, and the true path that achieves. And so, these two, the true cessation and true path, make up the true Dharma, the Dharma jewel. And then, these Dharma jewels of the Mahayana tradition system, those who embody them are those of the Arya Bodhisattvas, and so you are taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha in this way. And then from verse number 2 downwards, what this shows is the different offerings that you offer to the three jewels. And from verse number 2 to 6, he's almost read through. And in the verse number 5, there is mention of, with regard to the offerings, there are the actually arranged offerings that you actually materially offer on the altar and so forth, and then there are those offerings which are imagined ones that you visualize. And so the visualized ones are shown in verse number 5, where it says lakes and pools adorned with lotuses and the beautiful cry of wild geese. And so, in other words, you are offering whatever there beautiful things there are in the world that you own, and those which are not your possessions, that are not owned by anybody, also you are offering them all to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. and creating these things in my mind, I offer them to the Supreme Beings, the Buddhas, as well as dear children. All compassionate ones, think kindly of me and accept these offerings of mine, it says. And then it says, having no merit, I am destitute and I have no other gifts to offer. All protectors, you who think of helping others by your power, accept these for my sake. And then in verse number 8, it says, eternally I shall offer all bodies to the conquerors and their children. And please accept me, you supreme heroes, respectfully shall I be your subject. And so here what is shown is that you are offering up your body to the Buddhas and their children, the Bodhisattvas. And so the purpose of making this offering of your bodies is in order to be, by making offering, first of all, you are making yourself a subject of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, a servant of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, for example. And then the purpose of making this offering of your body is in order to serve what they actually are dedicated to, which is to serve other sentient beings. So the purpose of making this offering of your body is to be their subject, their servant, in the sense of serving other sentient beings limitlessly. And so in this way, Master Nagarjuna also makes this prayer, may I become the earth, water, and so forth, for the infinite sentient beings to enjoy without any obstruction. And so as it is in this way, you make this kind of offering of your body, dedicate your body for the benefit of other sentient beings, to serve them. And then, having become the subject of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and having given up your body to them, and you become fearless in actually engaging in the activities, the actions, or the deeds which help other sentient beings. And therefore, in verse number 9, it says, by being completely under your care, I shall benefit all with no fears of conditioned existence. I shall perfectly transcend my previous transgressions, which is to say disclosing or making confession of all the misdeeds that you have done, negativities that you have done, and then in future shall commit no more, means showing restraint, that you will not commit the same, repeat the same kind of negative actions again.
Chuyi khambos, da saitav nian dhaa kandaa tindu shikita song nian, da dine dixin shikita te isa nung la rinjib mo mabu peo ji shung yung wu lepa kaa wu lu dhani rung wu jeba tume gu ju su te dhaa gu lu sumpa mebe gu da gu chi wa jie zang na chuzhu gu be gu shi wu dine te la kato le gyu we nasa shindu chi shun dhamma be kyo sang sab lu jamba nasa dhan genzhu kya da teta teta gi da Gelong Namjian Zoleya and Naso Murmi Kado Lepar Yuwa Rebzungita Kada Che Murmi Kyo and Uya That the name Chanchu Samba Che Pukke Kaso Da Labyu Naba Chani Che Timbe Naba Shogorbe Tuzu Tala and Kwa San Sablan Jamba and Yibda Kado Da Tuzu Pya Naso Bada Shen and Genji Cho Jarada mangu chigri, tedagi, pabokundu sanda jayanda, jidengu sola, gemarkis. Tene tungsungundu tinga dawa, tijono ki tuana ki ku, sejan soma, shidur jabada, vejan barba, teda, chuburkis, chubu uya, tisangu, chubu, chuya. Nama pejing, ngujunga rulo yibuye, Buddha Jayanti celebration, tidunga tama jahal da, leo tama derba. 那快呢？这个他刚是领不着，前年，的，研究的这个，东宋国的陈家堂下的这个，搞这个治丧，这个提过了去，老话都说，人家打下一把，哈哈哈哈哈哈，把媳妇儿都，把我孤独死的这，我到底，是啥子嘛？许多人让把我这他出不起意思，让把我这他打不起意思，他眼睛瞎的，哈哈哈哈哈哈。 Then 우벌라서 지심 담제다 청와벨리 이용 남지 최 배서 이조 증에 개발이 두배 증서 남자 달람비 알아 두배 셰 셰세서도 나서 제발이 사실 남자 달라 우와기 세지배만 사도 나와이 인생 재민 남자 우와기 세시당과 배지 쇼버들 매던 이용 심어 잠버기 셰미 포장 떼야 이용인데 무지진지 괜찮 젠바와 바야 난게지 요즘다지 투지진지 장 우와기 진지다 지 도로서 다 저제 자 유주라 저다 진지 도지 세기 요제 그리고 괜히 남바 이용게 이불이 떠나도 정원야 다도 통화 나로 우와기스 어디든지 저
And then from verse number 10 downwards, of course, we're going through the different offerings that you make to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas according to the Indian custom, as you will see. So, to very sweetly scented bathing chambers with brilliantly sparkling crystal floors and exquisite pillars of base with gems with canopies above aglow with pearls, I beseech the Thakathas and dear children to come and bath their bodies from many jeweled vases filled with water scented and enticing to the accompaniment of music and song. And then next, it says the verse number 12 shows having given birth, having bathed the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then you actually wipe their body, and then make offerings and anoint them with scents, and then you say, then I then make. Then may I present these holy beings with fragrant garments of suitable colors and adorn with manifold adornments and various raiments, fine and smooth, the Arya, but Samantabhadra, Manjukosha, Avalokiteshvara, and all others. So here, verse number 12, when it talks about making offerings of suitable colors, actually, what you are making offering is to the monastics, you are offering them saffron robes, and then to the bodhisattvas or practitioners who are not monastics but who are lay people, or they may be deities or nagas and so forth, and in terms of in another sense, those who are householders, you are making offerings of clothes accordingly and with manifold ornaments and also called raiments with fine and smooth, and to these bodhisattvas like Samantabhadra and so forth. And then just like polished pure refined gold, I anoint the Buddha's form with blades, which are blazed with light, with the choicest perfumes whose fragrance permeate 1,000 worlds. And with regard to this offering, what you're offering is some kind of perfume or an ointment that is offered to the body of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So at one time, it was in 1956 when I came to the Buddha Jayanti celebration, 2500th Buddha Jayanti celebration in India. I once went to a temple, and at the temple they made some offering. They smeared something on my hand, and then as they put it, I thought it was to be licked, and I licked it. Actually, it was just an offering that they make according to the Indian custom. And so then Isolnes read through to verse number 19, end of verse number 19.
Hadine Kovalison Ka Ode 텔레션 쳐봐서 로무양이 용원데 심지동에 심지에 뛰는 소소 내주치에서다 이득 쳐봐서 그래 이기다 이두세대다 다가스북에 텔레션 쳐봐서 로무양이 용원데 심지동에 심지에 뛰는 소소 내주치에서다 이 이득 쳐봐서 자네 조조 소소다 겨 사셔봐 Lüdi kone sabwe kiawa, ngaga kone sabwe kiawa, iji kone sabwe kiawa. Oda tindigi, ji gewa zawa tiidi, ini chese su. Puki, mene, ini piya, tindigi sha, tindigi su na yuji. Tamzhi kunzho, tamzhi ata, chode namda kusula. Rinjin bedo, lazo shi, gimi chepo baba shi. Chidan jayang, lazo be, gyawa namda chunza, dishin tabi, dishin shi. Ngombu sata jayang, chue, chayang. Da, saju samba zuyu, ini chidarbe chepa na shi, dagi kya, ini chugi yu, chayang. Yende jazu namla da, dünya yala jazu dü, dünya nindi dalalı nebo kundu cungcu ciyiz, da, dünya püni, da ngagi çöbe soru, tüzün şibe sanki gün, şöyde çoğu çoğuyla, o da dişe, da diyen çeki, çöbe yala dişe, da dine çasebe yala, tüzün şibe sanki gün, şöyde çoğu çoğuyla, şimdi gün ki tanıya ki, lüdü beni daşa se, 정주심기 신앙당 신다 뭔지 좀 된대 다냥 가서 딱 가서 아주 내신지야 되죠 제대로 아니 나가는 신경 로발론지 내걸이야 지게 제자 주스베 이제 잡아를 넣어야 된대 이게 단네 어디서 제수 그야리 정주심기 신앙당 최대한 얻어 다자세 캠부티진 로벤도 뒤쳐 쳐라 차서로 정주 님을 치게 봐라 산재나가 겨수치 차세요라체 대바로 시에 소소 치가 안 되죠. 이제 가서서 내가 아직 그러지 레 상태하게 내가 요래. 선 때는 좀 더 소야들이 가서 가 정리인데 지금 이제 누구도 되다 정리 꾸지 쑥도 꾸나야 와도 쇼로 죽어 대원 줘야 돼. 미션 망급에 소소야 꿀체 시우준 것도 내 소소야 파고도에 매서송 아니 와두쇼로 죽어 대어서 매서 송고를 했어요. 좀도 몇 손이야 돼. 오늘 했어요. 사실 이 두자네 거 마제 계약에 내가 여기 두자네 내가 차순제 아니 차절 그도 치잖아요. 체면 교 중대 아니 잡아보다 지디다 좋던 버리 근데 마제니 제라도 슝 제라보디 잡아보도 세다니 차자야 최강 리니 가마르르 마메도 주머스 주고도 메론을 주는 리지시는 뜻 다스야지 참아시니 또 세고다 어디디기 지금 아게 마게야 지금 아주 진짜로 마게야 뜻이 내 돈알이야 송고도가 자상가 라말이네 그것도 그것도 찬스다니 지금 밀어서 되게 자로 준 거야 저기요리 썰로 맞지 저들이 이르는 한데 나 가서 줄이 가서 어디 차기 가격이니 못해야 되는 소리. 만약에 남준의 지담이 자주 유배나래 여로, 민 아저씨부터 자리에 그도 이내 보, 또배 어머 깨지면서 당연지. 아니 지금 미도하스 집에 야로르시는 자리에 그럼 미투이나 그것도 아스마지. 아니 전자 소리. 전자기 배 보지기 미싱을 시기 영어대기도 와. 아야. yama gaso janan shime kado riya kigen gudu soni senshu gudu soni ngani kishiru cho da zingan mingmyo ni choske mendo ocha ina jik kishi kebaru dende kondo dende chondu shile yuebri ani kishi chijida chiji duge seni kameru shon kyan duks kanishi o kishi chijida chiji dube tung se shuishas shide dedi ya dedi da kada chagi ngage ne bucha chebe di ne bucha shagbe tuksum gi ne bucha sumre
to yahan iski baat jo ki aap bisri jo shuru ke wahan se par ho rahe hain iske alawa apne kai samuhon ke saath sahi praniyon ko
so from verse number 20, it says, what is shown here is the mentally imagined or mentally manifested offerings. So what this means is that mainly what this means is to imagine in the form of different material offerings, which are in essence your own virtues that you have actually created through your body, speech, and mind. And so you imagine those things in the form of material offerings and then offer them up to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And then the verse number 21 says, and may a continuous rain of flowers and precious gems descend upon the licorice and statues and upon all the jewels of Dharma. So this is an offering that you make, just as those of the Bodhisattvas on the 10 grounds do. And then the verse number 22 shows the unsurpassable offerings, and then verse number 23 shows that is about making praise to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and with bodies as numerous as the atoms within the universe, I prostrate to the Buddhas of the three times, the Dharma and the community. Likewise, I prostrate to the reliquaries, the basis of the awakening mind, and to all the learned abbots, masters, and all the noble practitioners. So here, what is shown is practice of prostration, paying homage or bowing to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So here, the phrase "basis of awakening" actually refers to those places which where the past Bodhisattvas had been when they were engaging in the practices of Bodhisattvas to become enlightened, and where there had been also the Buddhas of the past, and so forth. And then verse number 26 shows. The 26 shows that taking refuge in the three jewels, the Buddhas and so forth, Dharma and so forth. I seek refuge, it says, in all the Buddhas until I reach the essence of awakening. I seek refuge in the Dharma and assembly of Bodhisattvas. And so as part of the practice of confession of your negativities, you are going for refuge to these three jewels. And then with regard to the practice of making offerings, what it actually helps is to overcome one's miserliness. And then the practice of prostration actually helps to overcome one's arrogance. And so
शास्त्र
And so in the case of lamas, for example, it is very important to hold oneself a low profile and have no arrogance by sitting on a high throne. I mean, there is danger for lamas to become very proud. And then especially when they have more followings and followers, then it gives them the feeling that, oh, maybe I am somebody very special because all these people come to my teaching and so forth, and that could in fact give rise to cause them to have arrogance. And so it is always important to hold oneself low, lowly, or be very humble, as Drumtenpa says, that even if you are venerated and honored by everyone, you should still hold yourself humbly and be at ease with yourself. And so because of this danger of arrogance by sitting on a high throne, what the lamas usually do when they go to give teachings is make three prostrations to the throne. So when they make prostrations to the throne, what they have to imagine is the Buddha and also the different masters, and especially the text they are teaching, the author of the text and the text that they are going to teach. And they have to visualized in front on the and then they make prostration to the throne. And so once they are on the throne, also the lamas also have to remind themselves of the fact of impermanence, and therefore recite this verse where it says like the stars, the visual aberrations and so forth, everything is like that impermanence. And so even amongst people we can see sometimes those who are very arrogant to be holding themselves, their body in a very different manner than those who are humble. And so then the purpose of confession is to overcome the three poisons.
Ada nyomoni yare nyomon di tembe ene chig chig ya chig dangsim che ya da chig ene a cha do che ya da da di di ta ko ka so re a tem me ba zu to be ku du le nyomon ra ngang ge de ga de wang ge ni ju tan de ga da gi di ni ju shin ma ra da a ene ka da ji nyomon to sun da de wang ge 중에 지금 룡하기 단 예주사도 제대 룡하기 숨었다 예주사도 제대 다 랑그 난게 연대하디 권배왕이 뭐지 싱그러웠다 자상가 그 년에 배짜마 타고 있는 거를 야 차당 용어도 이거 제대로 도와 저 등안에 굶시 굶지 쉬고 집에 따고도 세우시라네 와 자다 다그마세 디기마 뒤로 자고 니타니 Gizonizani, Tangan Shinki, the Susu, never the Chevy Shaw, Shanley, Gucci, what did the Gizonizani? Timu Triben, Tan Nandi, any Shanji, Chigueta, Sacha, but the Mashima Labata, Chigue, any Lobby Yambata, Chick Zam Cheva, Chicken, that tell us somewhere. Kandaji, Luma Yusum, Chigue, never Sacha, the Tel Goripe. 이런 거 해야 되는데 연구 요즘에 단년대 제수기랑 관계와 농부 되니 통신에 삼바타고 건너샤 다들네 다그 군주 순단이 다들 지르셔버지 다들네 막 지라도 셔버리셔 유 소소소만 면이 다그 군주 순단이 야 다그군조 숨다니 파마모 라마 샨달라 뇨모고네 룽아다 이기 뉴기 강라바 네버투메 견샤베 디젠 다게 디버강 신도 미세 기바디 탐젠자 반나라샤 젠다 유터도 살이야 데네 아다 지 디버사샤베 디디 샤마샤
And then verse number 28 shows the practice of disclosing one's misdeeds or confession throughout beginningless cyclic existence in this life and others. Unknowingly, I committed transgression and ordered them to be done by others. So, of course, what has happened with us is, I mean, because of our afflictive emotions, with which we are so much acquainted, we have committed all kinds of transgressions and negativities, negative actions with our body and speech. And so, in fact, it seems that we are so used to committing these that they come automatically to us without any effort, and that is because of our this undisciplined mind due to the afflictive emotions. And so without actually having the intention to create those negative actions of body and speech and so forth, then we actually tend to commit them. So because of our familiarity with them, because we are so habituated with them since time beginningless, and so if we look at our own behavior, we can see that these we do this because of our habit. And even at the right at the time of birth, we tend to be more indulging in negative thoughts and actions and so forth. And so these two verses, I mean, verse number 28 and 29 shows confessing one's misdeeds in general. And especially we are overwhelmed by, because of being overwhelmed by ignorance, and it says, I rejoiced in what was done, but now seeing that these mistakes from my heart, I confess them to the Buddhas. And then, so you wholeheartedly confess your negativities that you have done through your ignorance. And whatever harmful acts of body, speech, and mind I have done in a disturbed mental state towards these three jewels of refuge, my parents, my spiritual masters and others, and all the grave wrongs done by me so thoroughly, vile and polluted with an abundance of faults, I openly declare to the guides of the world. And so these two verses refer to confessing the negativities that you have done in relation to these special beings.
Buddhi Tlayang Chayang Duk Simba Yina Da Chivar Nge Namshin Yeba Meba Da Chivar Nega Liya Ani Rangi Da Yigi Teng Liya Digbe Paksha Ashuk Shambu Yudha Bachi Daiba Yina Ani Dribu Pekita Nyandru Likya Ala Soba Kanda Ani Dandru Likya Yina Yabe Trami Shiba Nasa Yung Daya Chigi Da Dindu Yiba Yindu Zane Da O Tada, Anzu Milito, Nesu Shit, any digger joint top, and that shit, Dina Zene, Jig Tony Dao Gomia, the Changu Sam Gomia, Dinjigita, Yagaranzu, Jigge, that long dog narrow shin, that you have come delia, that digger shifts of Chikuri, study Sungiari, that delia. Dani Diba Majangwar, Mudung Gumbur Gutuchi. Chidan Dili Nathawa, New City Jobs. Idemiru Chidandi, Chadam Macha Mitibes. Da? Chip, okay. Legacy Mercy. Oh, Dindigitane, any? Legat Savagelia, Sosuza, Chow, Chick Samjabati, Sin and Mado, Chidam Mehons were mending. Da? Takanda Chatamache, Midubes, Nathamina Kunjigans, Lutemate, Neg Narmana, Tigiobe, Lutzel, Isemes. That Namshin made the Sukuba. That the Digi Chiwa told of a negola, Tamja port, the chalk over, targeted her machine, Zadamizet, 20 Divanabanas or chess. Ada Chiwa Nicolia. That the Gishagi, she is something the idea, because I used to be in that digging penalty. That gave a pachasam, Yana, Ubervision is Shevina, Lunga Yi Gyosave, kishi nyebali ya shikbali. Tendri ki ta kiti kanyi ne shikbe gyundi, lai shikbe, shikbe gyundi, anzo shikbe gyukanli yorita. Tsana ta shikbe nribu kya ki nyeba yodeba chiki. Paksa asana nimindushi senda shayataya towa. Ta tili lai shikbe, shikbe gana samantaba yina kuta puri sarvish towa. Rwata jikbu gyudu chaba yina shikbe jikbu gyudu chaba re jikbu trubin nekubdi shikbu re tindra yindu shikbu gyu kiwa re gyu kiwa shikbu digi dribu kiya ge nubwa yuwa re sani son shayati nanga shatoka tindra re chana tindra yindu zane ta sosu simgyu liya ta tindra dribu langan sasha bebe shikbu cho peke yuwa yina ta kashukuri din dribu yini ta midiwa yonde ya chaza Sunbejin telan zaten benzi, tünki işi divanla bana soçayız. Kangi töndü dikbe sahibi, çünkü zavada menzava diye deni, ta diri yapan derece, çembe yürümadı, kagem edin için. Redi tedakı çeydu, sahibi, gidi diye di, sosu güdünlü ya, diye şikbe, ve pungu pungu yürütemişik çadık oraya. Zaten menzi dünya dibinde bana soca. Menzi namca ne diyorsun? Zaman namca ne var diyor? Daha önce ne var diyor? Dişin namca ne var diyor? O da dedi bir gün süsam ne? Da peki ba kasur şeyler de çişi gülelo dedi ki madem mi doğa? Yani ya dibe nece saşa var ki bu da kanada sözü pe çiğ da Şeyşin'de sabahdı, maşeba, saşeba, diye sabah oluyor yani. Tukundu son dönemin, göğsün kutuğunu yani. Dibu şakı buraya sonuçta. Yani, milim nyamsu nyamasın, gubu kanda kanca var, dedi cembe yürüdü diyor. Deva tanıca tonmen diyor. Dibu çıksın. Yalnız ki var çok
iyice,
And so verse number 32 shows that one should not feel rather at ease because of all these negativities that one has within one's mind, because if they are remained without being able to be purified, then because of these the imprints that are left from by the non-virtuous actions, then where one would lead oneself in the next life is then lower realms of existence, such as the animal realm and hell realm and so forth. And therefore, at this point, by understanding that this one has all these negativities within one's mind stream, and also having this opportunity to listen to the teaching and being able to understand what is right and wrong, and what one should do is try to cultivate the positive ones, positive actions and so forth within oneself, and try to avoid the negative actions. And with this, one has to make this life a meaningful one. But so it says, but I may perish before all my transgressions have been purified. So please protect me in such a way as will swiftly and surely free me from them. And so and then it says, the untrustworthy Lord of Death waits not for things to be done or undone. Whether I'm sick or healthy, this fleeting lifespan is unstable. So what this means is that the Lord of Death does not wait for you to finish your work and then takes you away from this life, but it could come at any time, and you would die. And therefore, what this shows is the uncertainty as to the time of when you are going to die. It shows the uncertainty of death. And so, and then at death, if all these negative actions are still within our minds, the stream, then what will happen to us is they will give rise to their effects, which is suffering and the existence in lower realms and so forth. And so here, verse number 34 says, "Leaving all, I must depart alone." And so, yet through not having understood this, I have committed various kinds of wrongdoing for the sake of my friends and foes. And so, what will happen to one at the time of death, if you have not been able to purify your negativities, is that you will have rebirth into lower realms of existence and so forth, and suffering. And therefore, why that is so is because in the beginning, when you create the karma, the karma is this. In the sense of this an active state of mind and negative thoughts and so forth, and then that thought of course will not be permanently there, but it subsides. But after it subsides, what happens is it leaves a certain imprint called shikpa. It's like the disintegration of the karma still remains in the mind stream, and that will because that comes through causes and conditions, it will give rise to the effect as well.
Langdo nel mobi timu, chinash, charina, timu, tartuna, tenzing timu, timu chala, sherangi, tibunabotumache. That chavang, that new mole, tawachara, she ships out, tall was, she sound down in the jane, new mole chara, you devi. Adaini, Kansaka tenzi. Rakwa, ane, kasa raju tu be zayu tu zimbe changbe nyomo chatan check di chatan rakwa tu che. Ta kasa tembar zimbe denzin gi changbe chatan check di chatan chawa tu che. Jaza wada dede bi ta kanda yang tar tu na jige nyomo tada. Okay, 디신 바바 군진들 땀도 탐을 녀버차 송샤데 자자가 이네 룰 다 가서 미완을 써고 디디 변은 미완디 나이 나이 원보를 켜매버차 대단 나야 룰이 원보디 미다 미완다 나완다 자완다 디지털이 바 켜대 유명지 어디 빼럴 거니 룰을 요한 지신도 Timu kuna negutis, that Timu di Chadana sobe, say Nyomo Tadala, peg a kelte yaris, Tulu Karislona, Telechi, Telechi, Ima Induzane, any Timu kel yaris. Tinri Induzane, Nyomo Cherawari, Nyambutene, Tadu, go Sunjimbe, Nyambos Jenny, go Timu Pingyari, Bena Shadana ya, any Chambogon. Deja, Nimbo, Midubo, teaching you more time checking, Timu jump is jump at yours. One of Timu jumps at Kalaslona, Tengin Reverend Jumaka, tenant, Kaza Tengin Reverend Jumaka, a tongue of Timu jumping yours. That the Tengin Reverend Juma, you drink it in you to remember check. Then it I think you chum at shivore. Then you chum at the shivina, other kind of means of dozen, which you call shaving, means of dozen, which shaving to Zane, she's a noun and she made it.
So verse number 36 to 38. It says just like a dream experience, whatever things I enjoy will become a memory, whatever I have passed will not be seen again. Even within this life, brief life, many friends and foes have passed, but whatever unbearable wrongdoing I committed for them will remain ahead of me. And then verse number 38 says that remaining neither day nor night, life is always slipping by and never getting any longer. Thereby, through not having realized that I shall suddenly vanish, I committed so much wrong out of ignorance, lust, and hate. So what this is showing is that we have all these negative emotions that lead us to create the karma, negative karma, and so forth. And so all the negative emotions are rooted in ignorance. Ignorance particularly, which is the ignorance about which sees true existence in all phenomena. And so with regard to the afflictive emotions, there are subtle and gross afflictive emotions. And the gross afflictive emotions, such as desire and so forth, are those desire and hatred and so forth, which arise through the force of holding on to some kind of what is known as self-sufficiently subsisting existence of an I. And then because of that you, when you create, when you have lust or desire and attachment, there are gross kinds of afflictive emotions, whereas the subtle ones are those which those desire, attachments, so anger and so forth, which arise through the ignorance which holds on to the true existence in things. And therefore, in other words, all the negative emotions are said to be rooted in ignorance about the true nature of things, which holds on to the true existence in things. And so, with regard to this, Master Arya Deva makes it very clear in his 400 verses, where he says that the faculty, and we have these five or six faculties, the five sensory faculties, which are the eye faculty, ear and nose, tongue, and then bodily faculty. And so of all these five, the bodily faculty actually covers all the other sensory faculties, such as the eye faculty and so forth, whereas the eye faculty, ear faculty and so forth do not permeate each other, nor the whole body. And so likewise, ignorance about it, which is holding on to true existence and things, and is permeates all negative emotions. And therefore, he says, when you overcome this ignorance, then you will be able to overcome all the rest of the negative emotions as well. And so how to go about with the how do you actually overcome this ignorance? And then he says, when you see dependent origination, which means precisely dependent origination in the sense that things are merely in name, nominally existent, and there's nothing independently existing at all in anything. And so when you see that kind of dependent origination, the reality of dependent origination, then the ignorance about the true nature of the true ignorance which holds on to true existence and things is overcome, and thereby Dhammai, you'll be able to overcome all the negative emotions as well. And therefore, he says this alone should be studied and taught in the beginning.